Hi, this is Steve Spangler from SteveSpanglerScience.com. You know, I've got the greatest job in the world, teaching people how to be amazing. Join me as we explore some of the secrets that I've recently uncovered on my search for how to be an amazing teacher. Well, it doesn't rest all in the hands of the teacher. We don't just drop our kids off as a parent to the teacher and say, well, I hope you have a great... Well, maybe some parents do, but I'm asking you, if you're a parent listening to this, that there are some active things that you can do, especially in the sciences, as we help prepare our kids for a lifetime of science, so to speak, because they might not be a scientist, but they're going to have to use these inquiry skills. They're going to have to know how to count, compare, to classify, to observe, to measure. And these are these process kinds of skills. So help by reinforcing what your teacher is doing in class. When your son or daughter comes home after doing a science experiment, or you're lucky enough to get to hear that they've done a science experiment, well, you know, if it gets back to the dinner table, it was something impressive. As your child talks about that, try to pull extensions any way possible. If your child was doing an activity today about things that float in sink and says, Mom, did you know that that an orange will float, but if you peel the orange, it will sink? Now, there's two responses a parent can have. A parent can say, yeah, I knew that. In fact, I saw that on television. Or a parent can say, that's not true. You can't make an orange float. If you put an orange in a tub of water, it's going to sink. Well, all of a sudden, you see what you've set up. That child now should be beaming from ear to ear because he or she knows they got something on you. They know something that you don't know. And the secret here is to allow your son or daughter to own the discovery. I know you know certain things. You know a lot of the science that your child is bringing home. Hopefully, at a point, you won't know all the things that they're bringing home. But when they come home and say, Mom, did you know that there's iron in your total cereal? And you say, what? There's iron in total cereal? That learning experience, so to speak, is created when he or she can't wait to bust open the cereal and to recreate what they learned in class. When they show it to you and you have, quote unquote, never seen it before, they own the discovery. It's one of the most motivating things I think that you can do with your child to help reinforce those great things that a teacher is teaching in the classroom. So be surprised and you'll be amazed. Now it's time for you to learn how to do something truly amazing by visiting SteveSpanglerScience.com or catch my weekly audio and video blogs at SteveSpangler.com. One word of warning, just watch out for those flying potatoes.